Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
Thank you so much for staying tuned. If you've just tuned in, my name is Renee Giacchino. I'm Corporate Counsel for the Center for Individual Freedom. To learn more about my organization, please visit us on the web at www.cfif.org. Well, it's my favorite time of year, and no, I'm not talking about time for school to end, although I guess I'm looking forward to that a little bit, but rather I am talking about it is that time of the year when we get to talk about the wacky warning labels. That's right, the 12th annual winners of lawsuit abuse situations have been highlighted. The Foundation for Fair Civil Justice announced the winners of the internationally recognized 12th annual Wacky Warning Label Contest. And you aren't going to believe what we're talking about, folks. These are actual warning labels on American products that you and I buy and have in our homes. And here to talk to us about the wacky warning labels and the winners of this 12th annual contest is Bob Dorigo Jones. Bob is the president of the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch, a position that he has held since April of 1997. Bob has worked to raise public awareness of how families, communities, and job providers are affected by living in the most litigious society on earth, and more importantly, how it's affecting our jobs, as well as what we can do to bring some common sense back to the courts. Bob, welcome back to Your Turn. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. You there?
For that nice introduction. Yes, I think your listeners are not going to know whether to laugh or cry when they hear the winners of our 12th annual contest.
That's right. Before we get to those winners and talk about some of those wacky warning labels, I find it quite interesting how you got involved with this issue. Can we start there?
I'd love to, because a lot of folks think about law, legal reform and lawsuit abuse as issues only for big businesses, insurance companies, tobacco companies, or what have you. And that really is not the case, and we all are involved in ways that we may never even imagine. And I became involved about 12 years ago for a couple of reasons. One is I heard that the Girl Scouts right here in Metro Detroit have to sell 36,000 boxes of cookies every year. That's boxes of cookies just to raise enough money to pay for the liability insurance in case they're sued. And I thought, you know, is this the kind of a society I want to raise my own kids in where personal responsibility no longer means anything in our civil courts, and the time-honored values of fairness and justice are kind of being left by the wayside. So we said, let's start an effort to get America talking about all the ways that we are affected, from the Girl Scouts to Little League Baseball. On our board of directors, we have the Gleaners Food Bank here in Michigan and the YMCA, and businesses and medical professionals and so on. And it's really become a passionate thing for me to see how, by getting others involved, we can bring about real positive changes like we have actually had here in Michigan and help spread the word around the United States.
Well, helping to spread the word, Bob, and I know you're not on here to talk about your best-selling book, but we did have you on last year to talk about that, and I want to throw that out for folks again. If you haven't had an opportunity to read Bob's book, you definitely want to pick it up. Not only is it funny, but, you know, as he said, it's very eye-opening. The book is called Remove Child Before Folding, the 101 Stupidest, Silliest, and Wackiest Warning Labels Ever. And we're going to talk about some of the top 10, including the grand prize winner in this, the 12th annual contest. Before we do that, Bob, where can folks go to learn more about wacky warning labels, to learn more about these issues that do affect us as individuals, business owners, employees, employers?
Yes, we have a new website this year brought to us by our new sponsor, who we're real excited about. As you mentioned, it's a group called the Foundation for Fair Civil Justice, and they have a website that is mirrors their name, Foundation for Fair Civil Justice. org, and your listeners can go there. They can see pictures of these wacky warning labels. They can read about how their family, how much more their family pays for every year because of all the lawsuits, and actually see a video of this year's winner, which is really priceless.
Now, is it hard for you to go to a store and buy an item, or go, you know, to any business for that matter, without reading their labels?
You know it. My kids laugh at me. I can't go anywhere without looking at warning labels, whether it's on a boat. I was in Naples, Florida, and we were taking a cruise of the beautiful bay, and there was a label on the sign on the handrail that said something about how, warning, illegal drugs are prohibited. And I was thinking, well, illegal drugs are prohibited everywhere, aren't they? I mean, what's so special about this? So,
well, that kind of sounds like an oxymoron. Illegal drugs prohibited, okay?
Yes.
Illegal drugs
are
permitted.
There's a story behind that one, and there's usually a story behind every label. And that's why we get television crews from literally all over the world every year. And my kids also love this because they get to model some of the wackier labels. And, you know, the reason I mention that is because we don't really get a sense of how out of whack America's legal system is, at least the civil justice part of our system that allows people to sue over just about anything, until we look at it in context with our competitors around the world who we are vying for in job creation. That's Germany and Japan and Great Britain and Australia and all these others. And they come over here and they look at us and they all want to talk about these wacky warning labels because they just don't understand it. To them, it seems almost impossible, for example, that a warning label we found and that's in the book that you mentioned on a fishing lure that has a big three-pronged hook dangling off the end that says, warning, harmful if swallowed. They want to know why. Why?
Yeah, why do you have to spend money to put that warning label? You know, who thought of that? And typically, you know, when you think about it, it starts with a lawsuit that someone has conjured up. Some idiot has done something, and there's no accountability, and they want to sue someone. Well, you're in your 12th year of issuing awards, announcing winners in the Wacky Warning Label Contest. How many submissions do you get at this point now?
We generally get about 150 a year. They come to us from all over the United States and North America, and everybody's vying for that first-place prize of $500. And we give a second-place prize of $250 and third-place of $100. So there's an incentive for people to dig around their house and look for those warning labels. And by golly, every year we find ones that are funnier than the ones we got last year.
All right, well, I'm going to do this David Letterman style, and let's start, I don't know, you want to start at number 10 or you want to start at number 5? Let's start
with
5.
Let's start at number 5. We narrowed down and we let our radio audience pick the winner. So this was pick number 5 in our contest this year. It was on a small LCD panel. This is something that you might see on a piece of electronic equipment, a stereo or something like that. It says, warning, do not eat the LCD panel. Now, it's a piece of metal and plastic with sharp edges, and it's something that you'd have to be pretty famished to even consider putting that one in your mouth and eating it.
Unbelievable that would need a warning label. And I mean, what do you think by the time, you know, this, maybe a case has made it through the court system, by the time, you know, someone has hired a writer to write it, the stickers have been made, it's been put on, the lawyers have reviewed it. Boy, right there, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. What do you think one of those little labels costs?
It can cost anywhere from $5,000 to about $50,000. And we've talked with the companies that have put these labels on, and I always like to point out that our intention is not to make fun of the companies that put these warning labels on, but to point out the craziness of a system that requires them to feel like they have to put it on, otherwise they'll be sued. The woman who owns the company that put the harmful if swallowed warning label on a fishing lure said they spent $10,000 on that. And that's something, of course, it's common sense. You know, if you're going to swallow a fishing lure, it's going to hurt. But she said their lawyers told them that because of a law in California that requires labeling about anything that includes any amount of lead, even a trace amount of lead, that's not even meant for human consumption, you have to put it on. Otherwise, the personal injury lawyers out there who are looking for any kind of a lawsuit to file will pounce on you, and they'll file a lawsuit for the old claim, failure to warn. And this is what a lot of manufacturers get hit on, is somebody will injure themselves, even something that they should have known better than to do, and the lawyer will say, well, you didn't warn us about that. So that's why we had an op-ed letter in the New York Post recently where we were talking about a lawsuit that a college student filed against a bunk bed maker when his roommate's pager went off. He was startled. He fell out of his bed, and he landed on his shoulder. He injured himself, but did he take responsibility for that? No. He sued the maker of the bed, and this is a guy who obviously he's in college, he should know better than that, and he sued them and walked away with, or at least the trial court awarded him $180,000.
Did anyone do a blood alcohol test?
And that should have been part of the deal, shouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I'm sitting in Casey Kasem's chair, and we're moving up the charts. We're going to talk about the fourth finalist in the Wacky Warning Label. What do we got there?
This was sent in by somebody who obviously lives on a farm, because it's from a bag of livestock castration rings.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, didn't know there was such a thing.
It says warning for animal use only.
I don't know. It either came from someone who lives on a farm or some unhappy husband.
That's right. That's what the guy said. He said, I'd like to hear the story behind a farmer's wife with this one.
We're going to leave that one alone, Bob. Let's move to number three, please.
How about the label on the underside of a cereal bowl? Now, I have one here right in my hands right now. It's a little plastic cereal bowl that any parent in the United States would feel comfortable giving to their child in the morning to have their breakfast. But on the warning label, it says, always use this product with adult supervision.
Now, the interesting part, let me start with where that label is, on the bottom of the cereal bowl.
Yes, glad you mentioned that.
Oh, yeah, pour me a bowl of cereal and then pour in the milk and then let's turn it over. I mean, that's a mother's nightmare.
Yeah, typically what happens in something like this is some kid, after the cereal is gone, starts playing with the bowl, whacks the bowl, does something totally unusual. Let's say a little piece of that bowl cracks off, might fly in the eye of a child. And after 12 years, I'm giving you examples that I know these types of things happen. So rather than say, well, gosh, that was really ridiculous, a fluke thing to happen, you know, we've got to get it fixed and we'll take responsibility. Too many people are egged on by personal injury lawyers who are advertising all day long on television. You know, the thickest section of any yellow pages is the personal injury law section. And they sue, and that's why you see a warning label like this.
Yeah, I could just envision it getting stuck on someone's head, you know.
Yeah, who knows? That's
about what could happen. All right, I think, are we up to number two?
Number two. Here's a good one. It's on a wart removal product instruction guide. This is funny because most product boxes are not big enough to print all the warning labels that are required nowadays, so they actually have to include a little instruction guide. We've all seen them. It says, do not use if you cannot see clearly to read the information in the information booklet.
And it's probably the writing that says that. The warning label is probably smaller than the writing inside the information booklet. So, you know.
No question about it. John Stossel has done a couple of segments on our Wacky Warning Labels, and he held up an instruction guide that comes with a bottle of, or a prescription for the pill, birth control. And it's on a piece of paper about the size of a poster, and it's written in about 6-point type, literally 6-point type. And he says, if you took the time to read this, you wouldn't need
birth control pills. That's right. All right, well, we are going to take a break before we get to drum roll the winner, the grand prize winner of the 12th annual Wacky Warning Labels. We are talking with the president of the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch, Bob Dorigo Jones. When we come back, we're going to find out the grand prize winner of this year's Wacky Warning Label. If you want to learn more about Wacky Warning Labels, and if you want to learn more on a serious note about what can and should be done to reform our legal system so we don't have these abuses out there, so we're not paying out of our pocket for these ridiculous warning labels from $500 to $50,000 or $5,000 for each label, visit one of the organizations that's working on this issue. It's called the Foundation for Fair Civil Justice at www.foundationforfairciviljustice.org, or you can visit Bob's organization's website at mlaw.org, and we will be right back. If you've got a question for Bob, call us at 850-623-1330. Please stay tuned.
Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
Thank you for staying tuned. If you've just tuned in, we are talking with Bob Dorigo Jones. He is the president of the organization Michigan Lawsuit Abuse, Michigan's Against Lawsuit Abuse, and he is also sits on an organization that awards every year the winners in the Wacky Warning Labels. And you can learn more by going to a website called the Foundation for Fair Civil Justice. Or you can visit his organization, Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch, MLaw, at MLaw.org. And also, if you're interested in listening to an interview that Bob did on the G. Gordon Liddy radio show, go to LegalReformInTheNews.com, and you can listen to an interview that he did on the G. Gordon Liddy show. Okay, I would have a drum roll if I had drums, but I don't have any, and I forgot to ask my producer to cue that up. So let's just assume there are a drum roll in the background.
Right.
And Bob, if you would, please, the moment we've been waiting for the last 365 days, if you would announce the grand prize winner of the Wacky Warning Labels.
Thank you. And the grand prize winner, $500, goes to Stephen Shiflett of Hampton, Georgia. He found this on a portable toilet for outdoorsmen and hunters. Great little product called the Off-Road Commode. It attaches to a vehicle's trailer hitch.
Oh.
And the warning label on the Off-Road Commode says, warning, not for use on moving vehicles.
Oh, I bet it has been done. I bet someone has attempted to use that Off-Road Commode on a moving vehicle. Okay, let me get this visual. It's a commode, and I think you mentioned to me, or someone has mentioned to me, that it's actually camouflage commode.
Yes.
I guess so that, you know, if animals out there, you know, even your commode has to, you know, meet the hunting requirements. And this is great because we are right here in God's country for hunters as well. But it's a camouflage commode that attaches to your trailer hitch?
That's right. It all you do is just slide it right in. It couldn't be any simpler. It's a hilarious product. I've talked to the inventor in Texas, and he said actually he saw somebody using this on a vehicle, and he was afraid that if something went wrong, he'd get sued. And so for the reason that all these warning labels are on there, there's really two reasons. One is somebody's done it and sued, or it's the fear of litigation, that constant threat hanging over somebody's head if they make a product that they could be sued if they don't warn. So there it is.
Give us a sense, if you will, on a serious note, you know, what are we talking about in frivolous lawsuits? Is there any way to quantify what these kind of things cost us?
Yes, because that's really the bottom line. That's why we do the contest. All fun aside, family of four in the United States pays, on average, every year, $7,848 more a year for products ranging from cars to insurance to you name it, medical care, because the United States tort costs, and these tort costs that we talk about are the slip and fall injuries and other kind of personal injury lawsuits, are so out of whack with other industrialized countries. A group called the Pacific Research Institute, a very respected think tank based in California, has done a study to try to quantify this so we can get a sense of the true cost to Americans for living in the most lawsuit-happy society on earth. And if we're not saying do away with all lawsuits. We don't want people who have legitimate claims to be denied the right to have their redress in court. And by the way, I'd like to mention that we just recently marked the passing of Jack Kemp, former presidential candidate and a respected congressman. One of my favorite television commercials of all time was Jack Kemp doing an ad with George McGovern. And they said, you know, here we are, two guys that agree on virtually nothing politically, but we do agree on one thing, that there are too many frivolous lawsuits today in our society and that we need to do something. I think that goes to show that, you know, a consumer advocate like George McGovern, we don't have to do away with people's right to sue to get to the heart of this problem and just bring the pendulum back in balance so that we don't have to pay for all these costs.
Yeah, and I like your own warning label. I'm not sure if this is the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch, if this is your motto or not, but I've seen it on some of the materials. Warning labels, no laughing matter in today's economy. Bob, if some folks want to learn more about your grand prize winner, this off-mode commode that has a wacky warning label that says not for use when vehicle is in motion, I understand there's a video out there. Where can they find that?
Now, they can go to the website that we gave before, or wackywarnings.com. That's always the easy one, wackywarnings.com. They'll take them to foundationforfairciviljustice.org. They can click on a link we have there to the video of the gentleman who sent us in that warning label demonstrating the product, safe for family viewing, and see some of the other winners and find out how they may qualify to win the $500 grand prize next year.
Yeah, are you already accepting nominees?
Absolutely. We have them in our mailbox right now, and we'd love to see what people are able to turn up every year.
And I assume someone actually goes out and substantiates all this. So, I mean, folks, you can't just, although it'd be fun to have a contest in who could make up the wackiest warning label, but these are real labels.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because there are so many urban legends out there that we do not accept an entry unless we have an actual picture of it that we can go out, find the product and buy it, or if somebody actually sends us the product. So we have done all the research. We've been in this 12 years. I've got a big target right on my back for the Personal Injury Lawyers of America who love to argue with us about this topic, and we've debated them on national television, Harvard law professors, and you name it. And they're never able to really provide a reasonable argument for why we need all these lawsuits that lead to these labels. You know, I think if anybody could say that we're safer in America than people in Japan or Europe or anywhere else, that it might be worth it, you know? There'd be some benefit for all these lawsuits. But in all the years I've done this, I've never seen one study that says that Americans are any safer for all the lawsuits that we have. The bottom line is we just pay more.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for all that you do. We've been talking with Bob Dorigo-Jones, who serves as the president of the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch, MLAW. He has focused for nearly two decades on educating the public about how families, communities, and job providers are hurt by out-of-control lawsuit abuse. Thanks so much for your time today, Bob. It's always fun to have you on the program. Again, folks, go to wackywarnings.com to learn more. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Renee. Talk to you next year.
Thank you. Well, hopefully sooner than that. We'll have you on for another issue. We appreciate it. Thank you
Sounds
for listening. That's all for today.